Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200.
Today's Martin Luther King Jr. Day, so before we get to dishing, let's remember King's dream and how he opened so many doors for us as a people. So take time out of your busy schedules, go out into the community, and make a difference to keep his dream alive, y'all. All right, it's time to dish. Let's get it.
Welcome to Dish Nation.
Gary and Brad are out today, but we have two very special guest hosts with us. Entertainment journalist Melissa Knowles is back in the building.
Woo-hoo. Okay, I'm in the Gary chair, so I feel like I have to be like the shadiness of it all.
And also back again is singer and TV personality Tamar Braxton. Hey, Tamar!
Woo! Hey, Poo-Hag! You know I had to come back for some more dish, baby. Mm-hmm. So, HK, I hear Rita Ora, and it's not claiming that Becky title.
Okay, now, Tamar, after years of speculation, Rita Ora finally shut down the rumors and says she's not Becky with the good hair in Beyonce's song Sorry. So apparently the rumor started that she was the Becky in question when she was spotted with the initial necklace that some believe read J, leading them to think it was like Jay-Z. You know? Well, Rita went on to explain that the chain was actually an R, and that she had to sit through the rumor mill until her good friend Kate Katy Perry stepped in to save the day, giving her a hilarious badge that said, not Becky.
Oh. Did I miss this one?
Yeah, she was never on my suspect list.
Yeah, she wasn't on
really?
My suspect list.
Who was on your suspect list?
I don't know.
I don't have any guesses either, but here's a question. An R and a J don't look alike at all.
No. I don't know. If
not even
like,
in cursive.
You know, if a necklace, like, flops
that's
around.
That's a reach. Nah.
But, like, when the beehive has smoke with you, you kind of want to put that fire out immediately and not let time go by.
Yeah, so baby, like, we don't play.
No. Yeah. Why are you letting it linger and then bringing it back up? I don't understand. No entiendo. What are we doing?
You are free at last. No one believes that or thought that you
yeah,
were.
We ain't think that, sis. We missed that one.
All right, moving on. Did you guys know that Leonardo DiCaprio almost didn't get the role as Jack Dawson in 1997's Titanic?
Whoa! Really?
Yeah. Well, according to director James Cameron, Leo didn't want to audition for the part. He wanted to be cast without having to do a read or anything. Oh. But James, at the time, said if he didn't read for the part, he wasn't getting the job.
Ooh.
Yikes. Wow. Now, we gotta remember this. At the time, Leo had already scored his first Oscar nomination for What's Eating Gilbert Grape in 1994, so he probably thought he could get special treatment, but good thing he went ahead and gave in, did the audition, and got the role. My man got an Oscar nomination, and you're just going to ask for him to audition for you like 3 years later?
Hey, man. No preferential treatment. You got to work for it, man.
I guess.
I'm probably going to be the only one over here who thinks this. What? I was so bored by Titanic.
What?
I thought that was one of the most boring movies I have ever seen in my life. I walked out twice to get popcorn refills.
And it was still
serious?
On when you
and
came back.
And it was still going
Were you one of those
on.
People, though, that is
fun fact.
It's because you knew how the movie was going to end?
Everybody knows how the movie's going to end.
I know, but some people, but most people
Everybody
enjoyed
knows.
It.
The ship is sinking.
Well, how about this spin? Let's just say Leonardo DiCaprio didn't get the part, right?
Okay.
What if instead of Leonardo DiCaprio, Lorenz Tate gets the part, right?
I mean,
so now it's this animalistic love story about a woman who falls in love with a black man on a ship at a time where everyone's going to judge that relationship.
Ooh.
Then it raises the threat level when Kate's husband, that's her name, Kate? Mm-hmm. Rose. It raises the threat level when Rose's husband is shooting at this black man on the ship.
I tell you what, though.
And then Rose lets the black man die at the end of the boat.
No.
Oh!
No, 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 no.
Everyone will be talking.
No.
That's the best version of Titanic possible.
No.
Hey, man, let me in the game.
No, rewind.
Jesus Christ.
Rewind, because Lorenz Tate, you getting with me up here on this little block of wood. I'm going to let you get. We're going to share this. We're going to survive. If my man was Lorenz Tate. Oh, you're surviving.
So Rose let Jack drown because the was trash.
I'm not even worried about it.
All right, well, it looks like the crown doesn't quite fit the actor, Dominic West. So he recently appeared on the Jimmy Kimmel Live and responded to fans who said that he was too handsome to play Prince Charles on the fifth season of the new Netflix show, The Crown. Take a look.
They've been saying that you're too handsome to play King Charles, and I think that's true.
Well, thanks very much.
Or Prince Charles, whatever he's... No offense to the king, but...
I've had worse criticism.
You're more Prince Charming than Charles, I think.
Thanks. He was kind of fine to be the king. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, Charles isn't really a good-looking person.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're getting your own biopic and they hired somebody to play you, but that person was not attractive, would you be mad about it?
Yes! Yeah. You better send a stunner for me. No half measures.
Cast your movie. Yeah. He's playing you.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even know. Somebody young, tall, thin and beautiful.
But Michelle Williams could definitely play you.
I'll take that. Yes. Yeah, I mean, we're the same age, but yes. Okay, yeah, we'll take that.
Yeah, who would play you, HK?
Probably the boy from John Q, because everybody thinks I'm the boy from John Q.
Yeah, nobody says I look like anybody.
I mean, you look like Tamar.
Who would
play you, though?
I don't know. Who looks like me?
We could throw Nicki Minaj in there, can we?
Yeah, well, maybe.
As far as, like, the attitude and...
The voice is real high there. The voice is real, real high.
I mean, she doesn't look like you at all, but maybe, like, New York from Flavor of Love, because she's, like, spicy and, like...
She reached. Oh,
all right, most big movie stars have had lots of on-screen kisses, but they don't all kiss and tell. Lucky for us, though, Sally Field is spilling the tea. On a recent episode of Watch What Happens Live, Sally revealed her worst screen kiss. Check this out.
Okay, this is going to be a shocker. Hold on, folks. Burt Reynolds.
Really? Isn't that something?
Yeah, I could go into detail, but you don't want to hear it.
I kind of do.
Yeah,
I know, you kind of do.
The tongue was not...
No, we're not totally involved. It's just a lot of drooling.
It's a shocker, because Jinx was really on Burt back then.
Yeah.
Well, Sally and Burt Reynolds dated for 5 years, and they made 4 movies together, so this is surprising, right?
It is. Maybe she's just talking about the on-screen part. Like, maybe something about the on-screen part was tricky or it was too quick. It's hard for me to believe that Burt Reynolds off-screen couldn't lay it down.
Maybe he had his hat on, because sometimes when somebody got a big hat, it's hard to, like, get in
there. I've definitely done the move where it's like, I've come in and then, like, bump, and you're like, oh, damn, and then you do that move. That's a little tip. Take that one with you.
Thank you.
Don't be headbutting chicks with your brim.
Yeah, yeah.
She said it was because of too much drool.
It could have been
too
all
wet. I guess.
Ooh, I like it. Let me take that back.
So you're a fan of a big drooly kiss?
Mm-hmm. I mean, at times.
Okay. Get it how you live, Tamar. Get it. Not the lip smacking. Okay.
All right, we'll switch gears. It's time to talk about weed.
Oh.
Now, at least that's how Rosario Dawson feels. Well, she recently took part in a panel on normalizing cannabis and shared that her parents grew weed on the fire escape when she was a kid.
Wow.
That's crafty New York for you. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that she thought that they were cool, Tamar. Now, you want to tell us what Rosario said?
Okay, I'm going to try to do a good Rosario.
Oh.
I don't know if I can do it. Okay. My mom would come to PTA meetings wearing her weed leaf nose ring, and I'd be like, can you just not? Because all of the kids think it's a booger, and all of the parents are giving you the side eye.
I love that Rosario Dawson impression so
very
much.
Good.
As a variant version.
Yeah.
Definitely, like...
Yeah.
The new Rosario.
New Rosario.
Yeah.
You know she's from New York, right?
Yeah, I know. But she's been in LA a long time.
Yeah, that was Rosie. Rosie Dawkins.
Yeah, but my mother did embarrass me growing
up. Oh, what'd she do? Mm-hmm.
What? Coming to the school with high heels, socks, and sweats on.
Okay.
That's a look,
poppy.
Though.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, it's a
that poppy. Was not the look.
Were you embarrassed because, like, your classmates thought she was hot, or?
No, it was the high heel socks, my daddy's socks, and sweats. Ooh. What are you talking about? But that don't look good nowhere.
Okay. You didn't mention it was your dad's socks.
It's not. I got the call from school and I was watching Days of Our Lives and now I got to come up here and cut your butt.
All right, up next, Quentin Tarantino is out here making some bold statements and Samuel L. Jackson ain't having it. Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, we are back. First, Leonardo DiCaprio, and now Quentin Tarantino. Okay, so Quentin Tarantino is out here claiming that actors from the Marvel Cinematic Universe are not stars. Tanner, you want to tell us what Quentin said?
Okay, here we go. You have all of these actors who have become famous playing these characters, but they're not movie stars, okay? Right? Captain America is the star. Thor is the star, okay? It's these franchise characters who have become stars.
That's pretty good. I'm trying to go for it, okay? It's the hand movements for me.
Okay, but the highest paid actor of all time is Samuel L. Jackson.
Hello.
And he disagrees. Keep in mind, Samuel plays Nick Fury in Marvel Cinematic Universe. Now, during an interview, he commented on Quentin's Marvel hate and said, "Hey, Craig, can you do the honors here?
Sure.
Can you do it? Go ahead."
That's not a big controversy for me to know that these actors are movie stars. I mean, Chadwick Boseman's Black Panther. You can't refute that. He's a movie star. It just takes an actor to be those particular characters. Father Mucker.
Oh, there it is. I can feel the rage rising.
Yeah, edited for TV. Mm-hmm. You know,
I mean, Chadwick was a SAG, Golden Globe, and Emmy Award-winning actor.
Oh, absolutely. So,
I mean, but I think sometimes people go to see these movies to see if these actors can pull off the role. Because even when you think back to Batman 89, no one believed in Michael Keaton as Batman until they saw him as Batman.
Yeah,
Yeah, you could tell me that Honey Boo Boo's going to play Spider-Man.
Well,
bye,
I'm going to watch Spider-Man. Just to see if she pulls it off.
Yeah.
You know, like, on the strength of Spider-Man. Well, I'm going to see if she pulls it off.
To quote Tamar, that's a reach. Okay? That's a reach for me. For me. Okay?
All right, well, moving on. My girl Ashanti recently claimed that a very popular music producer tried to hold her tracks ransom unless she gave up that good, okay? The singer said the producer promised to work on a couple of tracks for free because she was a homie. But when it came time for him to hand over the songs, he flipped the script and demanded shower sex on $40,000. Well, Ashanti thought he was playing, but when he doubled down on his ask, the singer said she had to make a few phone calls and get her music.
Wow.
Let me tell y'all something. This is crazy. Just when you heard it all.
Yeah, it's just the gall of some people,
the
man.
Gall.
It's crazy what women go through in this business.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's baffling.
The bait and switch. Like, that's horrible. Why would you even put somebody in that kind of position, right? But I will say, Ashanti, now that you've had this experience, perhaps you just pay the money up front and just say, here, I'm going to pay you. This is what we're going to do. Put it in a contract, you know, so that later, legally, you have that. And you don't have to worry about all this other shenanigans and these other asks.
Not if that's the agreement.
Yeah, I wouldn't even,
really?
I wouldn't even break bread with somebody who had those type of requests because, like, apparently you're not a good person.
He really tried it, and I just question why the shower sex. So he done had this in his mind from the beginning.
Yeah, because that's not the best way to do it, really, especially first shot. You know what I'm saying?
Like, by
are you talking about sex? Shower sex.
Wow.
He has got to be
it's
stopped.
It's tricky.
Everyone knows that shower sex is one of those things that's, like, exciting to talk about but difficult to do
it's like
in practice.
Pool sex.
I've
it's
almost
like
drowned
sex.
Seven times.
Seven times?
That is very specific. How do you know that?
Because I remember every time.
He's like, when he renovates his bathroom, he puts a freak bench in there. Like, extra long freak bench. Contractor, please don't question this choice.
Why are there handles all the way around this shower?
I do pull-ups in here. Leave me alone. Don't ask too many questions.
Well, moving on. Coming up, we're getting into some sexcapade trivia with a quick game of Who Got Freaky Where?
Ooh.
Oh, my. Right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. It is game time here at Dish. And we're going to have a little fun with a little game we call Who Got Freaky Where? Okay, that's right. Each one of us is going to give a quote from a celebrity describing the wildest places they got their freak on.
Nice.
And whoever gets the celebrity name right first will earn 1 point.
Okay.
And, of course, whoever gets the most points is going to win.
Okay.
All right?
Period.
So I'm going to kick us off with the first question. Y'all ready?
Go. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, remember, focus on the sex lives of celebrities.
Oh, God.
This reality star admitted to doing the naughty in a place inspired by a relative. Here's what she said. We were staying at the Beverly Hills Hotel, and we were sitting in front of the fireplace just talking for hours, and I was like, my grandma told me that you really live life when you have sex in front of the fireplace.
Paris Hills. No, it's Kim Kardashian.
So we had sex in front of the fireplace. It is Kim Kardashian.
Oh,
they got similar tonality.
They both
have
that.
I just remember her saying that. It was just so
ridiculous. Yeah, no, it's just recently her and Pete were talking about.
Yeah, it was really weird that your grandmother told you to have sex.
That is bizarre.
You know, from a long line of freakydom.
Oh, there we go. So first point, Tamar's got that first point.
Yay! All right. Okay. This Hollywood couple got it on in the limo, and the wife had this to say. He started looking at me this way, and it drove me wild. We started kissing passionately.
Megan Fox?
No,
and
no.
The next thing I knew...
You can't just yell it out.
Well, let's just say we missed the red carpet,
okay? I know it.
And I ended up almost with no makeup.
I know it. Is it Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob Thornton?
Oh, see, I thought... Okay, hold up.
The person's spouse... Psh,
oh, Jada Pinkett?
Yeah!
Oh! Very cool. Wait, so Jada and Will got it on?
They got it on, y'all.
Wow.
Okay.
This very frisky lady admitted to having sex in the Grand Canyon. She said, I can say I did it in the Grand Canyon because otherwise it's the backseat of a car and that's unexciting. But the bottom of the Grand Canyon is not fun. There's like scorpions and stones and dirt and it's hot.
Do I get half a point by announcing that this person's white?
Wouldn't that be Kylie Jenner?
Is this person a singer? Are they a famous singer? Are they an actress?
She dated The Mask and most recently judges those wearing
Jenny McCartney.
Yeah.
Oh.
McCartney, I think.
Yeah. Oh, that was good.
That's right.
We have one last one, and this one is worth 2 points, and everybody can guess. Tamar's going to hit you with the clue, but she doesn't know the answer.
Okay.
This daring actress admitted to getting it in between two subway cars. She says, okay, this is ghetto, but hey, I'm from Queens, so whatever. There is a train from Coney Island all the way back into the city, and in between two cars, it was super ghetto.
This is not going to be Nicki Minaj.
She has to be Anglo, too. Like, who's doing this?
Anglo?
Yeah,
because we wouldn't say ghetto. What would we say?
Okay, I have a clue. She's one of the few people who can be a green alien and a blue creature and still look flawless.
Zoe Saldana.
Oh.
Zoe Saldana is out there freaking on the train.
Hold on a second.
I was like, where was we?
The Z train? So yes, please.
Oh, my gosh.
First of all, this was Hex Crack's game from the time we started. Like, this is up his alley.
Okay, the winner with most of the points is me.
Period.
Congratulations to me. And here's my acceptance speech. Okay. Thank me. man, y'all stay freaky out there in these streets.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
John Krasinski, who is married to actress Emily Blunt, was recently on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert when he revealed that his two daughters think their dad is an accountant in an actual office. Because people come up to John while they're out with the girls and say, hey, you're John from The Office. And now that they're convinced that John works in an actual office and his superstar mom married him at a charity. Now, for those who remember, like, Emily was Mary Poppins and did movies with The Rock and Tom Cruise, so she outside. And John's daughters are 6 and 8, so they kind of like missed that whole The Office wave when it was on the first time.
Also, let's be real. Emily Blunt is so fine. She's slightly out of John Krasinski's league, so there might be a little charity in the works here. Jim from The Office did not get Emily Blunt.
Did you see when he got all swole for that movie?
Right, when he was Jack Ryan. Jacked Ryan.
He was Jacked Ryan, okay?
Yeah, Tana got up under that coat.
Thank you for noticing, Tamar.
Yeah, but don't you think our kids know what we do?
I don't think my kids quite understand what I do.
Yeah. Really?
They're like, what does your daddy work? And like, my kid, like, my daddy head crack.
My son is a jokester. We was in Sam's Club the other day, and he goes, Tamar Braxton, no. Come here. I want you to check something out. I'm like, stop calling my name. I'm all masked up, sunglasses, trying to shop.
He cover does not blown. Hear you. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200.